Hey friends, this is David Gunger. Last year at our Telos staff retreat in Selma, Alabama, we were talking about as a staff, what were ways that we could engage with the principles and practices of peacemaking in our own communities. I thought of my own church community, Good Shepherd in New York City, and I thought of the musicians and friends who are a part of that community called the Good Shepherd Music Collective. And I thought I would commission us to create some original music around those principles and practices of peacemaking. And so we convened at Laity Lodge in Texas with a group of songwriters and musicians, and we wrote over 20 songs around the principles and practices of peacemaking. We then, a couple of months later, met at my favorite studio in the world, which is called Sonic Ranch outside of El Paso, Texas, and we recorded a lot of music together. From that recording time, we have this record called Peace Songs, which is put out by the Good Shepherd Music Collective, of all of these songs that were inspired by Telos principles and practices of peacemaking. If you're interested in the principles and practices of peacemaking, you can find that on Telos website, telosgroup.org. Well, we put out this record last week, and I had been planning on releasing the album at the end of October, but I had no idea about the timing in which it would be released and the war that is happening currently in Gaza and in Israel and just everything, all of the chaos and violence that has followed. I would love to celebrate all of the hard work and the musicians who helped make this project possible, but it also can feel so bittersweet to celebrate anything right now. And so I was trying to think of a way that I could talk about this album, but not a lot of words were coming to me. So I called my wife, Kate Gunger, and had her help me out.
Hey, love.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I've got a question for you. I have to record this podcast about the peacemaking album. And I don't really know what to say, and I was going to interview you really quick on the phone.
Okay. What about the album? Okay. Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite song on the album?
Ooh, that's a hard one. That's really hard. I really like Accomplice.
Oh, really? Why do you really like Accomplice?
I like the story behind it. I like the musical.
What's the story behind it?
Of it. The story behind it of, well, I'm trying to remember which practice they had. It was like something like advocating or something like that.
Yep.
And we had a conversation before they started writing, where I told them a story about when the first time I went to Israel and Palestine with Telos, and how I met this group of women who had an anonymous blog, and they were telling us a lot of their stories, and it was a really, really interesting and moving conversation. And one of them, at one point, someone said something about, like, how can we advocate for you? And she said, we're not looking for advocates, we're looking for accomplices. And that slight shift from how you're positioning yourself in relation to people who are suffering or oppressed was really powerful. So, and then the song itself is really beautiful, and I love Diana's Spanish. I love the guitar parts. It makes me happy to listen to. I just think it's a great song.
Diana Gomeros is an amazing singer-songwriter who is now based in Oakland, California. I've worked with Diana with my project called The Brilliance, as well as with the Good Shepherd Music Collective. Diana was a part of our writing retreat and was a part of so many of the songs that came out of it. She also was involved with the recordings. She's an amazing guitar player and singer, and I am just so grateful for her. The funny thing is, I tried to call Diana during this time, right after I talked to Kate, and she didn't pick up. I happened to check, and she is literally at a rally in Oakland. And so she wasn't able to talk to me, so I called up my friend Liz Weiss, who also sang on the song.
David Gunga.
Liz Weiss, what are you doing?
I am sitting in the back of a bar drinking a gluten-free beer. Listening to Accomplice on repeat.
Where? Oh my gosh. You know what's funny?
I'm so happy.
What's funny is that you're listening to Accomplice. I'm calling because I'm supposed to do a podcast for Telos, like saying that this album released. And I just asked Kate, I called Kate and I said, what's your favorite song on the record? And she said Accomplice. And then
it is sick how many times I've listened to this song.
All right, tell me why you like Accomplice.
It literally makes me smile. Like, it's hard for me to not look like a crazy person walking down the street because I'm just like dancing by myself on one half of the patio with no one else dancing to this song.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland.
What are you doing in Edinburgh? Do you live there now?
I don't know what I'm doing, but my dream was always to live abroad.
Yeah.
And even though I've tried to quit music for years and years, I have written more music than I have in 7 years. And I'm going to play a show and I'm going to record some music. This place is such a musical city. Almost every bar has live music.
Yeah.
And they have like jam, like real jam sessions. Anyone can get up there. People can get up there and play the fiddle. One note the whole time. I love it. I'm the only black person here, but.
As I was finishing up my conversation with the incomparable Liz Weiss, my dear friend Deanna called. Deanna Gumeros.
David!
How are you?
Hey, well, here I am. In the struggle, man. What the f*** is going on in this world? Dude.
Tell me where you are. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Oakland. We're at the Port of Oakland. We learned this morning there's this really amazing organization called Critical Resistance. I've been, you know, supporting them since I arrived in San Francisco, and I realized today that there's a whole ship carrying, you know, right here in my home, like in my hometown, you know, ready to ship weapons to Israel. So it's like, what? So anyway, we're here trying to, we were already delayed it, I suppose. So it's working that we're here. Some workers have walked off. So, you know, for people that think that demonstrating doesn't work, it's not even that many of us, you know, because it's Friday, it's a school day. But police are even like letting us be. At one point it was more police than people, but I don't know. I think like everybody knows what's up. And so I don't know, but yeah, we need more people to show up, but here we are. Here I am in Oakland.
Where are you?
I'm in New York now, but I'm calling because one, I love you shared an organization that Kate shared with us about, calling. Well, I think it was like an app about calling your local representative, you know?
Yeah, the five app.
It was amazing. Yeah. And I shared that with people. And then also, I'm doing a podcast for this new record about peacemaking. And everyone keeps on telling me their favorite song is Accomplice.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a festive song. And I think right now, we kind of, you know, we need to keep our spirits high, dude. So anyway, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm glad to hear.
Well, I will let you go. I love you. I just wanted to hear your voice and tell you I'm very grateful for you.
Yeah, let's do you wanna do something about that song? Do you wanna talk about it? I mean, we should probably also have Brennan, because he's the one who sings on it, but like, and who else?
Dave Campbell, you, Dave, and Brennan.
Did you already do the podcast?
No, I did not. No.
You know, I feel like one of the reasons, I'll tell you more personal story. I think one of the reasons why the Palestine struggle is so dear to my heart is because there's so many similarities with the people like from the border, you know, and from the misrepresentation that Palestinians have had, you know. And so I have so many personal stories to share about their struggle that you know, by which I identify. And so just from a human level, you know, and so I will love to be able to share those, because in that song, Accomplice means
to me, you know, it's like the impact that we make when we stand in allyship with another person, you know, even just protect, even just accompanying the people in the diaspora. You know, we might not be able to stop those bombs from keep, you know, exploding in Palestine, but I've seen the impact. I've seen so many kids, David, so many kids at the protests, you know, Palestinian kids that are also definitely being moved and feeling loved and accompanied. And I think if that's all that our demonstration does, I'm like, I'm in for it, you know? And so I just kind of want to invite people through that song to keep sharing our humanity, you know, and to keep showing up so that people feel accompanied. I guess, like, I could share more of my personal stories. I think people, whoever, whichever side you're on, you're going to identify with our shared humanity, you know? We will. I mean, I listen to the stories of the Israelis, and I feel moved, you know? I mourn for their losses also. So, anyway, you let me know. This weekend is crazy, but next week I'm free, so I don't know. Let me know if you can get some people together, like Brennan.
That's perfect. I will. All right. Thank you, Deanna. I'm sending you love, and I'm so grateful for you, and I'll talk to you soon.
I really do appreciate your call. Send all my love to Kate and all the kids.
I will. Thanks, Deanna.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye, friend. Bye.
Gosh, I got good friends. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be interviewing Deanna again, as well as many other songwriters, diving into these songs around the principles and practices of peacemaking. You can stream this album, Peace Songs, wherever you stream music, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, etc. We'd love for you to listen to the album and share the songs with friends. Also, if you are connecting to these albums, we really encourage you to get active and, just as the song says, become an accomplice. Become an accomplice for peace, learning how to listen, learning how to love, and learning how to use your voice and your own agency for the common good and the mutual flourishing of all.
I wanna be by your side. I wanna light up your light. I wanna be your accomplice. Lead me now. You say,
come close, come close, come close.
You say,
come close, come close, come close.
Listen, follow my lead. Follow my lead.
I love that we have people like Deanna who have written this music and they're living it out. And then I've got people like drummers, like my friend Mackenzie, who played drums on this tune.
Hello.
Oh, McDeezy.
What's happening?
How are you doing, bro?
All right, what's going on?
I'm wondering, I've got to do some podcast stuff for promoting this peacemaking album.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what's your favorite song on the album?
Just the ones I play on.
Do you even remember a song you played on?
I've had a chance to briefly skim through it just to check out what the record was. I haven't jammed the whole record yet, a lot. So the stuff I listened to sounded awesome though.
So maybe you're like Mackenzie. Go jam the record. My name's David Gunger. I hope that you'll stay curious.
If love's first act is to listen, today I choose to love. Tell me something real. Show me how you feel. I will listen. Our lives are woven together, but I get lost in me. I need a change, need to reframe my perspective. Through to the other side.